Speak to us your living word and help us to listen and to act. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I would like to ask you, it's not like quizzes. A few years ago, we were going to have just a wee quiz in our house group. Then we're still in a congregation in Edinburgh. And when we told the members of our house group, they said to me, Elijah, they said to me and Favor, Elijah and Favor, we are signed up for the weekend. So we are not ready for quizzes. Anyway, they are not hard quizzes. And now I'd like you to think about crowded places that you know about, or a crowded place where you have been. Can you think of one? A crowded place where you have been or you know. Can you think of any? Now, can you imagine how it feels to be one in 100 or one in 1,000 or one in 1,000,000? Now, I'm sure that some of you know the story of the torchlight procession in Edinburgh. Do you know about that? Torchlight procession. Now, during my days as a student in Edinburgh, I had all kinds of myths about what goes on during the procession and what happens at Carlton Hill, you know, where the procession, you know, ends, the bonfire and all the rest of them that goes on there. There were all kinds of stories about what people do there, what goes on there, the kind of rituals. And I had a story my first year, the second year, and the last Christmas I was going to spend in Edinburgh, I thought, I really need to find out for myself. So, and we had a visitor too from Netherlands, a friend who visited us, so we decided to go together. And we joined the procession. I can't remember how we managed to get the lamp, but we carried it and we're marching. And I really wanted to get to the end point to see what goes on there. And when we got to Carlton Hill, I was moving from one point to the other to see the sacrifices that go there, that go on, as people used to say. But I didn't really notice anything. But what was really important is how I was just one in the midst of thousands of people. Now, if you've been in that procession, I'm not recommending it anyway. It's not like I'm recommending it. I'm not asking you to go for it. But the crowd is unimaginable. The crowd is such that the whole of Princess Street, the whole of, Royal Mile, Queen Street, is so crowded, and you can't believe it. Well, anyway, I didn't see anything that happened. Now, what helps us to spot a person in a crowd? What is it that helps? Like, if somebody wanted to spot if Elijah was there that night, how would you discover that? Now, is it the color of my hair? I'm sure I shaved my hair. Or is it my height? Or is it my size? Or is it, could it be my smile? In the dark? Would you have noticed my smile in the dark? Or maybe my voice? Now, each person is unique and special, but in a crowd, it is difficult to find out one particular person. Now, I've got something here, and I would like to invite five boys and five parents from the Boys Brigade Company, family. I would like you to volunteer. It's not hard. It's just a very simple thing. Very simple. Five boys. Now, parents, can I have parents? Can you volunteer? Okay. Now, I would like you, five of you. Now, we need three more parents. It's not hard, please. It's not a difficult thing. It's not going to be hard. We need two more. Okay, guys, pick one here. Pick one stone and pick one seashell here. This seashell is from Aran. You've been to Aran? Okay. Pick one stone. One stone and one shell. I need one more parent here, please. One more adult, okay. Stone and shell. Okay, stone and shell. Okay, just one shell. Okay, sorry. Okay, now, I want you to look at this stone and shell very well. Look at it very well. Observe it. I want you to know the stone you are having. See all the fissures. Can you see that? Okay, now what I'm going to do, I want you to notice it because you are going to throw it back here and I will shave it and I would like you to pick your own shell and your own stone. Let's see. Is that going to be hard?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Can you look at your own very well? Look at the marks. Look at the shape. Look at the color. Okay, can you put it back here? Okay, pick your own now. Pick your own. Pick your own.
Wait. Yeah, this is mine.
Are you sure? Can you pick your own stone? Is it hard? Pick your own stone. Pick your own. Okay.
This is mine.
Is that your own?
No, mine had a wee hole.
You see? So it's difficult here to find their own stones. Now, who amongst you has the one you had before? How do you know?
It's quite square and it's got like a V drawn on
it. Is that the only one that has that kind of?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay. Now, which other person? Okay. Is that the one you had before?
Yes.
How do you know?
Mine's is like lighter there, and then it's got a line, and then it's darker.
Okay.
And then my shell, there's like a space.
Is it the only one that has that space? Anyway, thank you. Can we please clap for them as they go back to their seat? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now you see, for some it was easy, but apparently it was actually, though it's a simple thing, but very difficult. Now, but what is important here this morning is to know that in the billions of people in the world, God knows you. He knows you by name. He knows me by name. He knows who you are. Even before you were born, God knew. The past, the present and the future are like open book before God. So there is nothing about us that take God by surprise. God is never absent. Those moments in our lives when we are weak, God is our ever-present help. You may not like your height. You may not like your color, the color of your eyes, the color of your hair. You may not like your size. Maybe people call you names at school. Or maybe you feel shy. But the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter what you think about yourself or what your friends or family thinks about you, the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, fearfully does not mean you are scared. You are scary. It means that when people see you, they say, wow, this is amazing. Have you ever seen somebody and you kind of say, wow, he's so handsome. He's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. Have you ever seen that happen? And you're like, wow, from which planet are you coming from? In fact, from which climate have you been? You are so beautiful. You are so handsome. That is what the Bible says. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It doesn't matter if you are coming from a family that find life very difficult. It doesn't matter what life is throwing at you right now. It doesn't matter what you've been through, what you are going through, and even the things you go through. It doesn't matter where you come from. But the Bible says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And each time I read this, I was just full of smiles. Now God says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It means I am special. It means you are special. It means there are no second you in the whole wide world. And there will be no second you. If people laugh at you because of your look, you say to yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It doesn't matter what you think about me. It doesn't matter how you look at me. But I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And so I wouldn't want to fight. I wouldn't want to, talk back because you are abusing me. I would rather smile away. Because God says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, can I invite you to do something? Perhaps we don't do it very often. Can you turn to somebody by your side and say to the person, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you do that for me, please? You are really special. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, it didn't just happen. We are not just people of chance. We are created for a purpose. We are special. We are not here by accident. We didn't just fall down from somewhere. And I've told this story some time ago, how I was blown away the time our first son was born. And for 6 years, we were waiting and trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb. And then suddenly, Favour went to the clinic. We went together and it was said, something is happening. And the doctor said, I'm not quite sure, but you have to come back again. And then we went back again and the doctor said, it looks like something serious is happening. And then gradually, the tummy kept protruding. And then finally, I was there at the hospital and the midwife came and then gave me the baby and said, this is your baby. How we are formed is beyond imagination. And you look at your photo when you were little, and you imagine how you are today, it can only be God that does that. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are not here by accident. Just because you do not have a rich family, or maybe you are at the bottom of your class. Or perhaps your father left the family. It does not mean you are not special. Maybe life is hard right now. What is important is what God thinks of you, what God thinks of us. And what God thinks of us is that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I think this can bring a smile to your life, no matter what you are going through, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It can make you feel a wee bit special. That whatever it is you may be going through does not have the final say. But God says you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are special. Our boys, you are special. You need to be confident that you are special. You are wonderfully made. Your parents believe that, and that is why they invest in your life. The officers, they believe you are special. You are wonderfully made. And that is why they come here every week, week by week, to provide you support, because they believe you are wonderfully made. And today we have said to ourselves, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I hope we can go with these words into the new week. We can go with these words into the remaining part of the year, that no matter what comes our way, we can always say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That is what God says of me. It doesn't matter what community says. It doesn't even matter what I say about myself. I need to hear God's voice. And God's voice says, Elijah, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that is the word I want to go home with today. That is the word I want to live for in the coming days. That I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am special. There are no second me anywhere in the world, and there will be no second you anywhere in the world. You are special. And God knows you by name. Even in the midst of millions of people in the world, God can spot you. You know what happens with Google Map, where you can see it in your room, and then you trace some communities. You can imagine that if humans can do that, how much less God? God knows where you live. God knows your address. Even if you change address, like me, for many times, God knows where you are. If the sat-nav can trace my home, I'll just point anywhere I am in Scotland and I say home. The sat-nav knows my home. And the sat-nav will keep saying to me, turn right, turn left, turn east, go forward, 30 minutes, turn right, until I get to my home and it says, you are now at home. All these are only by God-given wisdom. God knows us. He knows you by name. He knows who you are. And he knows what is going on in our minds right now. He knows our situations. He knows those things that give us sleepless nights. And so we can trust him. We can pray to him. We can come to him. And that is why he gave Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary for our sake, that we might have relationship with him. And so today, we can come to him afresh and renew our friendship with Jesus, who loves us so much that he gave his life for us. God says, you are wonderfully made. God says, you are special. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that today you will reassure us that we are special, that we matter before you. That although people might write us off, but you value us and you love us so much that you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sake. Help us to live our lives in ways that will offend people. Help us to show the same love to others that we meet day after day. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.